Johnny also grew his own trees. Now Johnny did not like to own things, so what to do with his trees? Well, one day, Johnny put up an advertisement that said, "Settlers, get your apple trees here." He'd give his trees to settlers. Then he'd wipe away a tear and wave a fond farewell to his little apple saplings. Wherever Johnny went, people seemed to flock around him like bees do to honey. But some people did shy away from Johnny, as he did look a bit peculiar. He wore old clothes that other people threw out. To top it off, Johnny wrapped grass around his legs for warmth. Well, that made him look like a walking scarecrow. If that wasn't bad enough, Johnny even let a family of poor mice live in his grass leggings. In winter, Johnny wore an old coffee sack as a coat. It had holes cut out for his head and arms. He wore his cooking pot as a hat. It kept his head warm, but it sure sounded loud in hailstorms. People proclaimed that during a hailstorm, you could hear Johnny coming miles away. But no matter how strange he looked, people loved him because Johnny was kind and generous. One snowy day, a man gave Johnny a pair of nice new boots. Soon, other people did too. They didn't want Johnny's feet to freeze. But the next time they saw him, Johnny was barefoot again. Turns out he gave all the boots away to a poor family. All kinds of creatures loved Johnny. Well, there was one creature that didn't like him too much. That creature was a long, slithery snake. Sometimes snakes lived in the fields that Johnny walked through. Johnny pondered this problem. Then he hit on a solution. He simply put his cooking pot on his head and pounded it with a stick. The noise scared away the snakes.